In his State of the Union address, President Bush urged Congress to quickly pass the energy bill that stalled in the Senate last year. Part of the bill would set tougher standards for electric utility companies. Many argue that a lack of uniform requirements contributed to the blackout last August. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, may ensure standards even if Congress doesn't get around to it, NPR's Janet Babin reports.
At night, from the top of any busy highway overpass, watch the white headlights whiz by in a blur, then imagine them becoming an infinite white streak. That's the analogy the nation's top federal energy regulator uses to describe the country's electricity grid.
That interstate highway has standard signs, tells you when an exit's coming up. They put a sign a mile up, a half mile up. There's a standard uniform approach that results in a much safer drive and a more dependable and reliable highway system.
FERC Chairman Pat Wood complains that the country's grid is much more lax about uniform standards than the federal highway system.
Whereas a car goes 50 miles an hour, power goes 186,000 miles a second. So the rules are so much more important to be clear and understood and uniform on the electric grid.
To date, the rules are voluntary and vary from state to state. Paul Sitkevich is Director of Energy Studies at the Public Utility Research Center at the University of Florida. He says the North American Electric Reliability Council sets those voluntary standards that utilities are asked to follow.
There is no legal backing behind them. There is no financial backing behind them in the sense that if you violate those standards, you will be fined automatically.
Last August, people in eight states and parts of Canada lost power for more than 24 hours. Chairman Wood calls it a wake-up call.
Our thought is it's time to move them away from being voluntary, which they are today, to compulsory, so that everybody knows that these are the rules they have to comply with, and if they don't comply, there will be sanctions.
But Sitkevich questions whether Wood has the authority to carry out his intentions. For decades, the federal agency was a passive regulatory body without much clout. He says the utilities could challenge FERC's authority in court.
Utility companies are not going to be thrilled with having more regulation. From their point of view, less regulation, for the most part, is going to be better.
But even if FERC can force electric utilities to report when they violate regulations, will consumers benefit? Paul Sitkevich says maybe.
Consumers should be better off in terms of their service quality and not having to worry about the power system crashing, going down. Will they be better off in terms of the economics, in terms of prices? Who knows what will happen there?
If electricity providers aren't operating according to FERC standards, they might have to spend more money to upgrade systems, so the price of more efficient utility companies might fall onto consumers. Janet Babin, NPR News, Washington.